Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette City Council sets project priorities for the next several years. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The city of Gillette has a number of projects coming up in the next several years that need to get done. But with so many projects, it can be difficult to figure out which ones the city should focus on. The Gillette News Record reported, City Administrator Mike Cole met with each council member individually to get an idea of what projects they thought were important. On Monday night, the city council spent a few hours ranking more than a dozen major projects. The city council had the wastewater treatment plant as the top priority, followed by the replacement of the Gurley overpass. Joint dispatch and the fire department were put together as the third highest priority. The city has had conversations with the county about consolidating the dispatch centers at the police department and sheriff's office into one. Public works and maintaining the city's existing infrastructure ranked pretty highly, especially when it comes to the streets. Street maintenance and repair, including fixing potholes, came in at number 5, while plowing the roads, street sweeping, and mowing ranked number 7. Homeless shelter assistance came in ahead of adding practice fields for local baseball and softball teams. Affordable housing ranked 9th. Camplex was brought up several times with the unveiling of the Camplex Master Plan this week. The remodel of Central Pavilion and East Pavilion ranked higher for the city council than the indoor arena, which in turn ranked much higher than the new ice arena. The priorities will be written out as a resolution that will come before the city council at a future meeting, according to Cole. Riley Gaines gets canceled by Penn State, still planning UW visit. Riley Gaines, the former college swimmer and now activist for women's rights, is slated to speak October 24th at the University of Wyoming, whose most recent and widespread publicity has revolved around a campus sorority chapter's induction of a transgender woman, according to Cowboy State Daily. Gaines' mission and message center around keeping males out of women's sports and spaces. Gaines has stated publicly that she keeps in touch with the sorority members who sued their sorority headquarters over the induction. The swimmer has been hurdling resistance at other universities for the past few weeks, which she posts about publicly on X, formerly Twitter. Penn State canceled Gaines' scheduled October 10th speech, she announced on the platform Monday. She attached a video of Penn State President Neely Bendapudi explaining that because the university is public, it can't legally censor bigots based on their viewpoints. Gaines wrote on X, "No way president of Penn State makes a whole video explaining why public institutions are legally obligated to let bigots apparently like me on campus, then proceeds to cancel my speech tomorrow for Real Women's Day." Gaines and others have sparked a social media movement to work to designate October 10th as Real Women's Day because the date, 10-10 in Roman numerals, matches a woman's chromosomal pattern, XX. Gaines posted October 4th saying the University of New Mexico stationed 45 police officers with her at a speaking event there, then hit her with a $10,000 security charge. She seemed surprised at the volume of security needed. Gaines wrote, "All for saying men are men and women are women. Such a radical position to take. Wyoming's event is shaping up to be quieter. UW police generally tighten up security for guest speakers and intend the same for Gaines," UW spokesman Chad Baldwin told Cowboy State Daily. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.